Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 4. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. It's hard to imagine what Jesus' disciples felt on the Mount of Transfiguration. Not only was Jesus changed before their eyes, but immediately two other men appeared with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. These two men weren't just former religious leaders, but also heroes of their culture and nation. The earthly lives of these two men had ended hundreds of years ago, and yet here they were, alive and talking with Jesus. For Americans, it would be like seeing George Washington and Abraham Lincoln appear. The disciples were shocked and amazed by who and what they saw. We can't blame them for not processing at that moment what was happening. God the Father was verifying that His Son Jesus is the fulfillment of what Moses and Elijah each represented. God delivered His law through Moses on top of Mount Sinai, and Jesus came to fulfill every one of those laws. Jesus kept each law perfectly, never once stumbling or making a mistake. Jesus did what we never could when He kept the law of God delivered through Moses. Elijah was one of God's greatest prophets. On the mountain, he represented all the prophets and what they had said about the coming of the promised Messiah. Over 300 prophecies were made about the Messiah, and Jesus fulfilled every one of them. All God's plans and purposes to save His people came together in Jesus. The disciples saw Elijah and Moses alive. That had to be amazing. But soon they would see something even more amazing. Jesus alive and risen from the dead after a brutal crucifixion. Even more proof that Jesus is the perfect Savior and the promised Messiah. Dear Jesus, You are the God of the living, not the dead. Thank You for giving me life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.